Here's a radical thought. What if the secret ingredient missing from most businesses isn't a better strategy, smarter technology, or even more capital but love? When team members at Whole Foods Market end every meeting by appreciating each other's contributions, they're not engaging in corporate theater. They're practicing something that sounds absurd in business school, but transforms everything it touches. This isn't about hugs and feelings. It's about building organizations where people thrive, communities flourish, and profit becomes a byproduct of purpose rather than its replacement. Leadership has long been associated with strength, decisiveness, and competitive edge. Yet the most transformative leaders operate from an entirely different playbook, one that prioritizes consciousness, stakeholder value, and the courage to challenge conventional wisdom about what business should be. This approach doesn't sacrifice results, it multiplies them by tapping into something deeper than quarterly earnings. Our language about business betrays our assumptions. We talk about killing the competition, organizing in military-style hierarchies, developing battle strategies, and meeting in war rooms. This battlefield mentality leaves no space for love, which appears weak rather than powerful. But what if we reimagined business not as warfare, but as community people voluntarily exchanging value for mutual benefit? Purpose isn't discovered, it emerges through exploration. We should ask young people what they love doing, not what they want to become. Sean David Nelson started making oversized beanbags in college without grand vision. Years later, Learning Furniture constitutes a third of landfill waste. His company Lovesack transformed into creating modular, sustainable furniture designed for life, turning a struggling startup into one of America's fastest-growing furniture companies. Stanford psychologist Carol Dweck's research confirms passions develop gradually, not as sudden revelations. The challenge lies in balancing idealism with market reality. Purpose without pragmatism becomes impotent idealism. Pragmatism without purpose leaves you rudderless. When stakeholders feel genuinely cared for, they reciprocate. Jonathan Keyser's commercial real estate firm exemplifies this despite competitor mockery. He served clients even without immediate business, like tracking down a medical specialist for a client's dying wife. Years later, those seeds sprouted as referrals. "I don't have to sell or persuade," he explains. "I just serve, and more business comes my way than I can handle." Love and leadership manifest through specific virtues. Generosity flowing from abundance rather than self-sacrifice. Gratitude providing perspective amid challenges. Appreciation building trust. Care requiring moral imagination. Compassion emerging from recognizing shared struggles. And forgiveness releasing grievances. As psychologist Lewis Smeeds wrote, "When we forgive, we set a prisoner free, and then discover that the prisoner we set free was us." Yet love also has a resolute face, the tough, challenging side that deeply cares about helping others reach their potential. Like parents concerned for their children's success, this expression can be demanding, pushing people toward growth they might resist but ultimately need. Love in business isn't a single emotion, it's a comprehensive approach, recognizing our interconnectedness and mutual dependence. When leaders operate from this foundation, they create environments where people feel safe enough to take risks, honest enough to admit mistakes, and motivated enough to pursue excellence from genuine commitment rather than fear. This transforms organizational culture from compliance to authentic engagement, where people bring their full selves to work because they trust the environment will honor their contributions and support their growth. Ramon Mendiola, CEO of Costa Rican beverage company FIFCO, demonstrated integrity by restructuring executive compensation to tie 40% of variable pay to social and environmental metrics, a move that barely passed with a 4-3 board vote. Some executives left, including his CFO, but FIFCO met all environmental goals while thriving financially, growing from 1,800 to 6,500 employees. Integrity comprises five core components. Truth-telling, avoiding even small deceptions. Honor, deep inner ethical self-identity. Authenticity, living without masks. Courage, doing right despite difficulty. And trustworthiness, allowing organizations to move at the speed of trust. Integrity evolves through continuous practice. When a FIFCO team member questioned how the company could claim to bring a better way of living While some employees lived in poverty, Mendiola acknowledged the problem and launched programs addressing housing, health, and financial literacy, lifting every Costa Rican team member out of poverty within 3 years. As a vegan CEO of Whole Foods, balancing personal convictions with stakeholder accountability meant not unilaterally imposing values, but leading initiatives to develop robust animal welfare standards. Integrity requires balancing convictions with purpose, not as rigid self-righteousness, but as an evolving process requiring humility and willingness to acknowledge when your organization falls short. Conscious leadership seeks win-win-win solutions benefiting yourself, the other party, and the larger community. Stephen Covey's principle applies: win-win or no deal. If mutual benefit isn't possible, walk away. After 9/11 devastated travel, Cheryl Rosner at Expedia found independent hotels facing severe cash flow problems. Rather than exploiting their vulnerability, she offered zero-interest loans with flexible repayment in exchange for preferential rates for the new hotels.com. Small businesses survived, Expedia's venture launched successfully, and the industry recovered a genuine win-win-win. When Whole Foods faced an aggressive takeover, the Amazon merger delivered lower customer prices, preserved culture with wage increases for team members, growth opportunities for suppliers, a 41% investor premium, and continued community philanthropy. Even in high-stakes situations, leaders committed to stakeholder value can find solutions creating widespread benefit rather than zero-sum outcomes. Innovation drives what economist Deirdre McCloskey calls the great enrichment, the exponential wealth increase and poverty decline over 250 years. Breakthrough ideas emerge from networks of interacting people rather than lone geniuses. As Stanford professor Fred Turner noted, ideas live less in the minds of individuals than in the interactions of communities. Innovation flourishes at boundaries where cultures mix. Jazz developed in diverse New Orleans. Silicon Valley grew far from East Coast traditions. At Whole Foods, distributed autonomy enables team experimentation, creating healthy competition where best ideas spread company-wide. Stuart Kaufman's adjacent possible defines the space of realizable, near-term potentials surrounding any situation. This helps leaders distinguish pragmatic next steps from unrealistic leaps, identifying achievable futures rather than transformations several steps ahead. It provides a framework for systematic organizational evolution, balancing vision with execution rather than impossible leaps leading to failure. Conscious leaders resist short-termism to build sustainable prosperity. Business isn't a finite game with clear winners. It's an infinite game requiring organizations that thrive for generations, harvesting today while planting for tomorrow. Moore's Law demonstrates exponential growth. Computing power doubles approximately every 2 years, transforming technology from room-sized mainframes to pocket-sized supercomputers in less than a lifetime. Understanding exponential thinking has become as essential as timeless virtues like love and integrity. Leaders must continually reassess what business they're truly in. Netflix succeeded because Reed Hastings understood they were in entertainment, not DVD rental, enabling their pivot to streaming and content creation. Defining your business too narrowly blinds you to opportunities and threats. Healthy optimism, rational optimism, based on historical trends, not blind positivity, is essential for long-term thinking. Despite inevitable disruptions, we're living in the healthiest, most prosperous time in history. Exponential breakthroughs will provide opportunities we can barely imagine. Conscious leadership offers something radical: the invitation to bring your full humanity to work, your authentic self who cares deeply about purpose, people, and impact. When you lead with love, integrity, and long-term vision, you create organizations that don't just generate profit, they generate meaning.